Thank you guys for listening to these ads. I got just a few more to go, and then we will get into this episode, I promise. So first, let me tell you about the Grow Guru. If you've ever wanted to grow your own medical cannabis and you're just not sure where to begin, hit up my boy Kalei, and he can be your guide on your journey from seed to cultivation and set you up for success. Another added bonus is you can get away from those overpriced dispensaries and those shady black market deals that never really felt comfortable to begin with, right? If you want to check him out, you can check out our second sponsor, which is Oahu Garden Supply. They got everything from locally produced nutrients to locally produced soil and everything in between. They are located at 94-150 Leoleo Street in beautiful Waipahu, Hawaii. Go stop by and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. Next, we got my good homie Bong of Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Once you've gotten everything you need to know from the guru, you can hit up Pakalolo Seed Molokai to expand your genetics. If you want to try a variety of different strains, you can find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank or PureSativa.com. And last but not least, we got my longtime homie and good friend Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, over at Retro Hawaii, picking up and finding all the obscure and vintage styles from Hawaii. So if you're into that kind of shit, go check him out on Instagram, and I guarantee you he's got something you like. You know, he's been posting a bunch of throwback University of Hawaii Rainbows gear, which is hard to find now because nobody wanted to be known as the Rainbows. But anyway, fucking thank you very much to our sponsors. Please do go check them out and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. All right, that's it for now. Here comes the episode. Love you guys. Peace. Episode of Voices from the Planet. I am your host, Eric. Thank you again for joining me on another weekly installment of Hawaii's Slowest Rising Podcast. There is life within these sound waves. It may not appear that way if you're the casual onlooker, but I put out episodes every fucking week. Been continuing to do it. If anything, I'm one of the most consistent podcasts in Hawaii. It wasn't always that way, though. This level of consistency where episodes are produced and recorded. Produced. What a fucking pretentious piece of shit. But recorded and released on a weekly basis. And this is just me, a one-man show, 100% independent. Got nobody looking over my shoulder, telling me what to or what not to say. So if I want to say fuck Kai Kahele, I can do that. Because this fucking asshole politician thinks it's a good idea to get even stricter in Hawaii for this COVID bullshit. So I'm going to try something here. I'm going to play this video that was posted up on Instagram I'm assuming he posted it originally because it's like him talking. But let's see if I can tap this shit in. But you just got to listen to it. So the title says, while the rest of the world is moving on past COVID, Kaikahele wants stricter rules. And Kaikahele, if you don't know, is a, I don't know. I don't even know, actually. Is he a senator? What the fuck is he? Kaikahele is congressman from Hawaii and now with the big boys in Washington, D.C. So let's hear what Kaikahele has to say. So let's try this out and see if this works. Okay, I'm not hearing anything. Hold on. What is happening? Why is that not working? Oh, that's why. Here.
Thing.
Okay, from the beginning.
President Teddy Roosevelt once said, in any moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing. The next best thing you can do is the wrong thing. And the worst thing you can do is nothing. As our state begins its third year, living under the enormous strain of a deadly health pandemic, there are no signs of abatement. After record daily cases and a healthcare, educational, and local workforce system struggling to deal with the exhaustion of the coronavirus, it is clear to me that we have squandered the opportunity to prepare the state for a new normal life with COVID.
Okay, anytime, pause real fast. Anytime I hear people talk about the new normal, I feel like that's the replacement for the new world order, right? This overarching world government that's going to make the same rules for everybody no matter where you are. And it may seem like Sir Kaikahele is falling right in line with fucking the global elite. Shame, shame, I know your name. Okay, let's continue.
Not too long ago, Hawaii appeared to have management of the coronavirus under control. We were one of the best performing states in the nation. And with the infusion of almost $3 billion in federal funds and latitude to shape our island strategy to deal with the pandemic, we had an opportunity very few states have due to our unique geography and isolation in the Pacific.
Okay, pause again. That fact that we are geographically isolated in the middle of the Pacific. If you're not familiar with Hawaii, we are an island state. An island nation, if you will. But my whole theory was that's what made Hawaii the perfect testing site for all these passports and fucking whatnot. Because, hey, guess what? In order to come to Hawaii, you have to fly, bitch. So let's see what all these travel plans and fucking COVID passports and safe travels programs can actually look like. Because obviously you couldn't implement those anywhere on the mainland because you could just drive. People would be like, fuck it, we won't fly then. We'll just drive to Vegas. So, all right, continuing with the... I got no words. All right, here we go.
However, indecisiveness, lack of a statewide strategic plan, and failure to have the foresight to prepare for a resurgence of the virus and deadly variants have cost us all greatly.
Okay, pause again. Apparently, it's kind of commonly known that the Omicron is not as deadly as everybody maybe anticipated, or even as like Delta and all those other ones. So to keep continuing this narrative that this is a deadly virus, we're not buying it anymore, sir.
Decisions to relax entry requirements, abandonment of robust testing, failure to procure an abundant supply of proper masks, and inadequate planning for our public schools have led us into the current crisis. The rampant surge of the Omicron variant has proven COVID-19 is not going away anytime soon. We must implement immediate solutions as well as prepare contingency plans for future mutations of the coronavirus and other novel viruses.
So is this going to be forever? Is like, he knows something, right? He's on the inside, so he must know that this is never going away. So now he's like trying to fucking parlay his fucking congressional seat into, I don't know, more power. It's just a signaling to the global elite that he's down to play ball and like will just fucking be a yes man. Who knows? Let's go. Continue.
Otherwise, we will be in a perpetual state of emergency. Failure to immediately implement an enduring statewide plan will result in more residents experiencing infection and mortality. Health inequities will widen, especially in our Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander communities, and billions will be lost from our state's economy. Our destiny lies in our ability to mount and execute a multi-year strategic pandemic plan and prepare for future public health threats. We need COVID-resilient infrastructure in schools, hospitals, and businesses. The state has had ample time to develop this and has failed to do so. We cannot wait any longer. The following are 10 points that I believe must be done immediately statewide.
All right, so let's hear what the fuck this guy has to say. He's sounding super like smart and in touch with the people of Hawaii. What do they call it? Your constituents, who you represent in Washington, D.C. Sir, have you forgotten the voices of the people here in Hawaii and what they sound like? I don't know. See, this is the problem with voting. There's people probably who voted for him who never thought he would turn and spit this fucking rhetoric, you know what I mean? And probably thought, like, he's for the people and whatever. And, well, let's just see how great his 10 points are.
First, the state needs to modify its entry requirements for all trans-Pacific, international, and cruise ship passengers to require a pre-entry test and a post-arrival test, regardless of vaccination status. Second,
So everybody's going to have to fly in. It's going to have a pre-test and a post-test, which is weird because, what, you're going to catch it on the plane, and apparently symptoms can't show for 2 weeks. So even if you arrive after your flight and take a test, if you caught it on the plane, you still wouldn't even be able to detect it. So good one.
Definition, fully vaccinated needs to change to require an additional vaccine dose or booster if eligible, and this requirement must be in place for all indoor events to include indoor dining.
Okay, so this motherfucker, that's bad. So he wants to go the route of like Israel and New York and say you're not fully vaccinated unless you've had the booster, which I think there's a considerable amount of people out there who were fully vaccinated with the two doses of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines or gene therapies. They're not even vaccines, see? Change the fucking definition of a vaccine to include this weird ass shit. But those two, or Johnson & Johnson, like, you gotta have those, right? The two to be considered fully vaccinated. Now they want to say you're not fully vaccinated until you've had the booster. And then now I saw, I forget where, but someone at the CDC was, now they want to change the definition or change the language or pivot the language and stop saying fully vaccinated and start saying up to date. So that way you're up to date with your boosters. If you're not up to date, then you can't do this shit. Not, they're going to move away from fully vaccinated as far as like terminology goes, because there was a ton of people who now fall under the category of not fully vaccinated. And guess what? They don't want you going to the movies or going to the gym either unless you're up to date. So you may have gotten the other two thinking that you're doing the right thing in good faith, and at some point maybe changed your mind and decided you're not just going to continue to get booster after booster after booster indefinitely. And guess what? Now you're with the rest of us considered not fully vaccinated.
Third, the state needs to require and provide high-quality masks like N95 or KN95 masks, or at the very least, single-use medical-grade masks to prevent community exposure and spread. Cloth masks should not be allowed unless over a high-quality mask. This policy should be mandatory in all schools, and clean, high-quality masks should be provided for free by the state daily.
Okay, we should actually stop making kids in schools wear masks already. Elementary school, preschool, no more already. Like, I think studies have shown, and I can't quote them or cite them either, really. You just got to trust me or go fact check me. But the cognitive development of children during this pandemic has sharply declined due to the fact that adults everywhere are wearing masks. Kids need to see people's faces in order for them to be able to develop regular social skills, to be able to read facial expressions. And it just seems like the masks in schools are more of a detriment than a positive thing, I guess. I feel really bad when thinking about, like, my kids gotta wear this shit all fucking day. Anyway, so that's my fucking no more masks for kids. I mean, as much as it sucks as an adult to have to wear these stupid fucking masks, like, at least just let the kids fucking be kids, man. This is crazy.
Fourth, the state needs to invest in a digital, secure health passport that will allow each individual to have an electronic vaccination certificate, as well as report and track testing status in real time. 3 years into this pandemic, we have failed to take advantage of existing technology to do so, and instead continue to rely exclusively on paper vaccination records, which can be forged. Fifth.
So vaccination passports, basically. Everything the conspiracy theorists were saying was going to happen is what he's talking about. Digital COVID passport. And you might not call it that, but that's what it is, motherfucker. And guess what? They're going to be able to just scan you and know for sure whether or not you're fucking around. This guy, man. This motherfucker. He kind of looks like a Hawaiian Clive Owen. The British actor. But this is no fucking King Arthur, bro.
Aloha Safe Alert needs to be updated in order to be more effective. Residents need the ability to confidently rely on the state reporting system to provide them accurate notice of close contact in real time.
So this motherfucker's talking about accurate reporting. We haven't gotten accurate reporting since this fucking pandemic began. Apparently now they're admitting with COVID and from COVID are two drastically different meanings. They're admitting that the number of hospitalizations has been greatly inflated due to the fact that if you come in with a broken leg and get tested and find out you're positive for COVID, you're considered a COVID hospitalization. The CDC, fucking Fauci, everybody's starting to turn the tables and start to admit this shit now. So if you want to talk about accurate reporting, let's like get a real number of what the fuck's happening as far as actual deaths, actual infections, hospitalizations, all that shit, man. You can't just keep pumping out these fake numbers, man. Come on.
Sixth, in order to keep schools open, the state must implement a testing strategy in all public schools that first and foremost keeps our teachers and students safe. We also need to provide every classroom in the state the necessary ventilation upgrades and air filtration systems to improve air quality, mitigating the risk of airborne spread.
How about fucking high schools, elementary schools all over Hawaii for years have been asking just for air conditioning, you fuck. Kids are dying, not literally, but are baking, also not literally. And there's these fucking classrooms. Like, you think about Campbell High School in Inaba Beach, all these fucking schools out here during the summer. They gotta be feeling the heat. And now you wanna do all this stuff? Like, you could have had air conditioners for them long time ago. I know it doesn't really have anything to do with COVID, but it's like, if you really care about the health and learning and safe environments of children, like, make it conducive to learning where they're not just trying to survive the heat, and then maybe they can focus a little more on learning. So it's a little too late on that one, Kai.
Seventh, if we are ever to achieve herd immunity, state, county, healthcare, and community leaders must continue a strong, unified message and robust education of vaccination effectiveness and availability for all eligible residents with the goal of fully vaccinating, including booster shots, 80% of the eligible population by the summer.
Okay, wait, hold on. I've kind of zoned out on that. Let's replay it again.
To improve air quality, here, mitigating the risk schools. Of airborne spread. Seventh, if we are ever to achieve herd immunity, state, county, healthcare, and community leaders must continue a strong, unified message and robust education of vaccination effectiveness and availability for all eligible residents with the goal of fully vaccinating, including booster shots, 80% of the eligible population by the summer.
So herd immunity doesn't take into consideration people who have gotten corona and gotten over it and now have natural immunity? Is that just like not a thing? Gotta be 80% vaccinated? 80% of the eligible population, which is what, kids? Fucking, how young can a kid, what is the youngest age right now that kids can get vaccinated? Like 12? Younger? 5? Fuck, man. You know how much people that is? Like, are we not even gonna like acknowledge the fact that people have gotten it and gotten over it and now have natural immunity? And again, I know herd immunity is like the term, right? That's like the actual thing they use. But doesn't it make you feel like you're just a fucking cattle when they talk about herd immunity? Like, let's get the herd immune. It's crazy. This whole fucking thing is crazy, man. I'm so over this pandemic. Just everything just makes me so mad sometimes.
In order to accomplish this, the state must work with the business community and private sector to provide paid sick leave and time off so residents can plan for when to get vaccinated or boosted.
That might be hard for small businesses. You can't just like give people the time off. Like, I don't know. I know sick leave and all that shit is kind of like a law, but not all places have that. You kind of just get like PTO some places. Good luck, you know? But I don't know. Herd immunity. All right, eighth, let's go.
Eighth, in the event that someone does test positive, the state must provide clear public health isolation guidance and require 2 negative antigen tests commencing on the 5th day of isolation, spaced 2 days apart, to allow isolation to end and return to normal life.
Hold on, I paused it a little too prematurely. Hold on.
These tests should be secured by the state and given to each resident when they test positive to help people come out of isolation.
Okay, so testing. Fuck. At the very least, I get it. Okay, let's test people. But like, how often? What are you asking people to test, like every fucking day? Like, how nuts are we trying to get here? I got to test every week for work, which sucks. And again, the level of the testing as far as like the quality of each interaction varies. So I don't know, it seems like there's no standard operating procedure sometimes. So we could have all the robust testing in the world, but are they even like the people doing it? Are they even fucking doing it right sometimes? Sorry, my ear is real fucking itchy. That's not a COVID symptom, is it? Itchy ear.
Ninth, the state must procure the resources needed to respond to the next variant. The state must ensure that all our families have free access to at-home rapid tests and that there is an adequate supply to meet our needs. Every family should be ordering tests from www.covidtests.gov. But our state still needs its own strategic stockpile ready to serve our residents' needs.
I thought they were already giving free tests. Like, there seems like so much weirdness about like the testing. Like, a lot of places don't even fucking accept at-home tests to be like entering buildings and all this kind of shit. You need like the state rapid or PCR tests or whatever. The at-home ones only work for like certain things. And yeah, why aren't there more at-home fucking tests? Maybe you should bring that up to the Congress that you work for and ask them why there isn't just an abundance of at-home tests free for the public. Like, what does the state have to do with that? Talk to your fucking people you sit next to. And ask them also why the testing sites seem to always be moving and closing and changing hours. And sometimes it's walk-in. Sometimes you need an appointment. Like, how about you just make it fucking consistent across the board so it's less confusing for people who are trying to get tested on a regular basis? I have a strong feeling that eventually this option of negative tests, even when it's like 48 hours prior, they're going to stop accepting that shit. And it's going to be up-to-date vaccination status. Just watch. That's what they're going to call it. Fuck.
10th, the state must work with county officials to increase the number of quarantine facilities across the state. Many of our residents are sharing crowded apartments or living with multiple generations under one roof where isolation at home is not possible. We must provide these facilities to reduce the chance of spread and keep our residents safe.
Oh, shit. You might as well have said that with an Australian accent there, mate, because you sound like you won't go Melbourne and fucking have a little internment camp, lock up your fucking citizens. Yes? Does it sound about like something you'd like to do, Kai Kohele? Sorry, that was a horrible Australian accent, but that's fucking creepy. It sounds like, on the surface, like, let's have places that people can go to when they need to quarantine and they need to stay away from their families. But on the backside of that is, let's have a place we can put people who are fucking sick and have corona so we can keep them separated from the rest of everybody else. Go look, go Google search what the fuck these camps look like in Australia and see how they're treating those people and like how they're trying to package it as some sweet fucking deal. Like, yeah, you get a little quarantine vacation. All right, let's let this motherfucker continue.
These 10 steps are absolutely critical in building resilience that allows residents and visitors to be safe. We must strengthen our hospitals, healthcare systems, and public health institutions. We need to stop burning out our healthcare workers and instead give them the resources they need to do their jobs effectively. Everywhere I go, people are scared. People are demoralized. People are frustrated.
Yeah, that's because fucking 2 years of the government that you work for has fucking kept us in this position. You guys don't want to open this shit up. Like, if you want people to get back to being free, then just open that shit up and let people get back to being free. I mean, England basically said that's what they're doing. No more, like, mass mandates and shit. Like, it's been long enough. You fucking adults should have figured it out by now. I mean, as a government, you've did all you can to try and govern the minds of the people and get them to do something that you thought was best. But some people of sound mind and body decided that that's not what's best for them. And I think as a government, you just got to fucking take the L and just say, all right, well, we tried. Don't come crying to us, you know what I'm saying, when you actually do get sick and die. And I think people will be fine with that. Okay, sorry. Sorry to interrupt.
It does not need to be this way, and it cannot and must not stay this way. I implore my former colleagues in the legislature to act decisively. We need leadership that inspires our fighting island spirit and innate resilience. We need to support small businesses. We need to support local families.
Hold up. How are you going to support small businesses while they're shutting them down? Are you calling for keeping them open? Well, how about you make these rules conducive to small businesses remaining open? How about you talk to them about that shit? For the past 2 years, you know how many small businesses we've lost in Hawaii? Not even, I mean, small businesses, but like long time staples. Like, we drove by Like Like Drive-In, the former fucking empty shell of what used to be Like Like Drive-In. And my wife was like, oh shit, haven't gone there in a long time. And I was like, oh shit, you won't be, because they're fucking closed because of the pandemic. Because Hawaii really cared about small businesses. The United States government cared about small businesses. And that's why they allowed so many to fucking go under. While everyday people across the country were scamming the PPP funds, taking out gigantic loans from the government and with no intention of paying them back, and just defrauding the government on probably millions of dollars. So, yeah, don't tell me you care for small businesses when you allowed that shit to happen.
Nice. We need to do better. We can do better. We are in this together. Mahalo.
We are in this together, but when we talk about we, we're not talking about you guys over there in your big white buildings with your Roman architecture, you fucks. What makes you think, like, if you think your government is like you, that they're one of you, that they may have been at one point. Shit, you may have gone to high school with Kai Kahele. You may even be his friend. But guess what? When he has that fancy suit on with that fucking, I don't know, what brand is that? Oivi brand tie with his fucking Windsor knot and his tailored fucking shirts and his American flag pin on his lapel. Like, you better believe this motherfucker is not on your team anymore. He's moved on to the big leagues. With different goals, different mindsets, different friends. So even when he comes home, yeah, you may go have a couple beers with him. But I tell you one thing, he don't give a fuck about you anymore. These motherfuckers, it's scary. If you have friends who are considering getting into politics, you may want to have a serious talk with them and try to talk them out of it. Or at least just stay fucking on the community level. You can't really get fucked over that way. And I mean, look at this guy. Like, I'm looking at his face and he looks terrified. Like, what do they have on him that he is going to go and just say this shit? Is this really what he believed from the beginning? And again, I'm talking out of my ass because I don't follow politics. So I don't know what this guy's shit was prior to any of this. So, but I just found it pretty disgusting that this representative from Hawaii is talking like this when I feel like the general consensus around Hawaii is that's not what people want. Like, people want to get back to normal, like other places, like Florida and Texas or other countries like England. Like, enough just following along with what these other big democratic states are doing. You can't always just think along party lines, guys. It's different now. Like, I feel like Hawaii will never switch from being a democratic state. But if you go around and talk to people, it sounds like a lot of them are leaning a little more conservative nowadays, especially after the shit show the Democrats have been putting on here. Here's another thing that I saw posted. So when we want to talk about how the left is notorious for grooming or brainwashing their kids into their left-wing ideology, whether that's trans issues or whatever it is, whatever hot-button issue that the left espouses that drives the conservative right absolutely fucking bonkers. So, like, you know, when Target has a display for Pride, you know, all these Pride t-shirts for kids, and then the right wants to fucking get all up in arms about how wrong that is to be pushing that shit on children, right? And then, so it's like this battle, right? Like, don't fucking use your kids for your political whatevers. So there was this post, and it's this family, which looks like they're walking in Target, ironically, wearing t-shirts. It's a mom, a dad, a son who, judging by his height, I'm going to guess maybe like 11, 10, 11. I don't know. He looks like he gets some pretty big feet. The dad is wearing white Crocs. Okay. And the mom's pushing a stroller. So they got a baby. And this family of three in this photo are all wearing matching t-shirts with a middle finger, which can be translated to fuck. Fuck you. And their shirt reads, fuck you, Biden. Fuck you, E-gay. Fuck you, Green. And fuck you, Blanjardy. And let me just go on record and say that I agree 100% with everything that is shown on this shirt. However, is that the shirt your 11 or 12-year-old should be wearing as you walk around in Target? Is that not the exact same thing when, I don't know, a gay couple has a kid that is wearing a Pride t-shirt and people get all upset? I mean, I don't get upset. I don't give a fuck. Whatever. But I just want to point out, like, I guess on some ways it's like hypocritical, because are you not using your kid as a billboard right now for your political beliefs? Does your kid really feel this way? Does an 11 or 12-year-old really think fuck Joe Biden and fuck EA and fuck Josh Green and fuck Rick Blangiardi, like, on their own free will and their own intellectual, I don't know, cognitive ability to really have that sort of political stance? Or did mommy and daddy just buy a youth medium shirt with the same shit that they believe and tell their kid wear that shit? First of all, if my kid was wearing a fucking shirt, I was like, fuck this or anything like that, I'd be like, man, take that shit off, dude. Like, that's not the kind of clothes we wear. Like, I get it. You want to be cool and edgy, but have some respect. So, I don't know how you guys feel about that shit, but I don't really like it. I would never make my kids wear some sort of political statement, because, again, I don't think that kid decided, like, he wanted to wear that shirt. And if he did, it's only because his mom and dad probably scream at the TV all day long about how fucking CNN and Joe Biden's ruining the fucking United States. And then probably talk about how Hawaii was stolen and who gives a fuck. It's like Hawaii's in a weird position, because it's like there's a lot of freedom-loving people living in Hawaii who want to say fuck the government and, you know, hoolie the system within the United States system, but at the same time claiming it's an illegitimate occupation of a sovereign nation. So I just don't know. I don't fucking get it. I live here. But, so yeah, fuck. I mean, that's some pretty topical shit, I guess. I had to go to the dentist today as well. Fucking cracked the feeling again, dude. I don't know what the fuck, bro. I just, like, am grinding my teeth at night and, like, chewing on hard things. I don't know, just putting too many hard things in my mouth. But is that it? Do I have anything else to talk about? The boys started basketball. So that should be interesting. Ballaholics. And yeah, fuck, I guess that's it. So I will close it out by saying, please be sure to check out our wonderful sponsors here at Voices from the Planet. They are in top billing, of course. Wink. The Grow Guru. Go check them out. Learn how to grow your own medicine. And then go get the shit you need from him at Oahu Garden Supply. All the gardening supplies you need on Oahu. And go check out the Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Hit up my boy Bong. And get all the different types of seeds and strains you want. I saw he just posted some fucking Afghan or Pakistani land race that they grew on Molokai. So if that's your thing, go hit up Bong of Pakalolo Seed. And last but not least, my boy Jerry with Retro Hawaii for all your throwback needs. Yeah. Tell them fucking Gary Bondo sent you. All right. Again, thank you guys for listening. I have been Eric. This has been Voices from the Planet. I will see you next week. Love you guys. Peace.
The greatest form of control is where you think you're free when you're being fundamentally manipulated and dictated to. One form of dictatorship is being in a prison cell and you can see the bars and touch it. The other one is sitting in a prison cell but you can't see the bar, you think you're free. What the human race is suffering from is mass hypnosis. We are being hypnotized by people like this. Newsreaders, politicians, teachers, lecturers. We are in a country and in a world that is being run by unbelievably sick people. The chasm between what we're told is going on and what is really going on is absolutely enormous.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of days.
Everybody is slaves, only some are aware that the government releasing poison in the air. That's the reason I collect so many guns in my lair. I ain't never caught slipping, never underprepared. Yeah, they shade sign on me, they just spray it proudly. George Bush, the grandson of Aleister Crowley. They want you to believe the lie that the enemy's Saudi. The enemy ain't Saudi, the enemy around me. It's fluoride in the water, but nobody know that. It's also a prominent ingredient in Prozac.
For real?
How could any government bestow that upon people who believe in political throwback? That's not all that I'm here to present you. I know about the Black Pope and Solomon's Temple.
Yeah.
About the Vatican assassins and how they will get you. And how they clone Barack Hussein Obama in a test tube.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? Motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us try to be slaves. And everybody's just walking around, out in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. By then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end.
Whoever built the pyramids had knowledge of electrical power, and you know that that's the information that they suppress and devour. Who you think the motherfuckers that crashed in the tower? Who you think that made it turn into ash in an hour? The same ones that invaded Jerome. The ones that never told you about the skeletons on the moon. Yeah, the ones that poison all the food you consume. The ones that never told you about the Mount Vesuvius tombs. The bird flu is a lie, the swan flu is a lie. Why would that even come as a surprise? Yeah, the polio vaccine made you die. It caused cancer and it cost a lot of people their lives.
Do y'all know about Bohemian Grove? How the world leaders sacrifice the children in robes? Lucifer is God in the public school system. I suggest you open up your ears and you listen.
It's like we all know what's going down, but no one's saying shit. What happened to the home of the brave? These motherfuckers, they controlling us now, and no one's talking about how they made us modern day slaves. And everybody's just walking around, head in the clouds, and won't awaken to a dead in the grave. But then it's too late, we need to be ready to raise up. Welcome to the end of days.
The greatest hypnotist on planet Earth is a oblong box in the corner of the room. It is constantly telling us what to believe is real.
If you can persuade them that what they see with their eyes is what there is to see, you've got them. Because they'll laugh in the face of an explanation that portrays the bigger picture of what's happening. And they have.